May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel today, John 10, also tie in the Revelation 7 passage. Will you pray with me that the Good Shepherd would feed us? Oh, Good Shepherd, make us now your sheep. Lie down in the green pastures of your holy word and soon your sacrament. Feed us, feed our hungry souls with the words of eternal life. Strengthen us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I suppose today we could feel sorry for ourselves. We could kind of put our heads down and pout for a little while and kind of feel sorry for ourselves. Because after all, today, we big, strong, educated, independent Americans, we are told by Jesus that we are sheep. We're not lions. We have to change the name of our school from First Lutheran Lions. No more can we have Roger's growl, rawr, during a basketball game. We have to have a ba, 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 Roger. All right? We're First Lutheran Lambs. We're not lions. We're not tigers. We're not bears. We're not big, strong people. We can defend ourselves. But he calls us sheep. Weak, dirty, smelling sheep that stray, defenseless. So we could pout and cry, let's just get this Sunday over with. I don't want to be called a sheep. But we're not here to pout and cry. We are here to rejoice and sing and praise God because we sheep, as much as we stray and we smell and we stink, we sheep have a good shepherd. And not just a good shepherd, he's a great shepherd. He's God himself. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd indeed. Hallelujah. Try it again. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd indeed. Hallelujah. And so how rich, how blessed we are to be called sheep. As the kid's song says, I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Yes. Proud to be a sheep. Happy to be a sheep. Go tell the whole world you're a sheep. You're a lamb. At the end of church today, we're going to sing, I am Jesus, little lamb, ever what? Ever sad at heart I am, ever glad at heart I am, because I'm a sheep, I'm a lamb of the good shepherd. May I, from the readings, share with you just three great privileges, blessings we have as sheep. Three incredible privileges and blessings we have as sheep of the good shepherd. They're laid out here in John 10, Revelation 7. First of all, we sheep are so privileged, we are so blessed, that again today, and this is often, Wednesday, Sunday, and often. Again today, we have the opportunity, we have the privilege, the blessing to hear the voice of our shepherd. We have a shepherd who talks to us, calls us by name, baptism, has given us his holy word, a big book called the Bible, where he encourages us, forgives us, strengthens us, leads us, guides us. We have a shepherd who talks to us. He doesn't merely stick his rod out and smack us when we stray. Get over here, sheep. Or poke us. He doesn't growl at us and bark at us. Come on, sheep. He doesn't kick us in the behind, which we deserve now and then. He talks to us. He communicates to us. How many of you go out to a sheep pen and talk to the sheep? Now, you might talk to your pet because you, as Pastor mentioned, love your pet. You don't go out and talk to animals. Our shepherd, our God, talks to us because he loves us. What a God we have. You know, I mentioned before we have this little dog at home, Tucker, and he's Ann's dog. He's not my dog. Whenever I'm at home and he's at home, we kind of ignore each other. He just longs for Ann to get home. And that little burger, he can hear Ann's car a tenth of a mile away coming around the curve. He hears the engine of the car. He runs to the door. What are you doing, dog? Oh, Ann must be coming home. He knows the sound of the engine of the car. Your pet may know that too. He's that smart. He'll run to the door and then he sees her. Wow, he's just so excited. And then to jump up on her lap and she talks to him and pets him. He's just in heaven. And this has been going on for about 5 or 6 years. He never wears out. The same attitude, the same thrill, the same zeal. Just can't wait for her. Wow, my owner, my master. He's just a dumb little dog. How about we as children of God, as sheep of the shepherd, how much more be thrilled to see our shepherd, to hear his voice. When Ed plays the great prelude, that's like hearing the engine of the car coming around the curve, if you will. Church is starting. Get in church. Stop talking. Get in here. The shepherd's on his way. I can't wait. I'm wagging my tail as a little sheep. I can't wait. He's here. And then we get to hear the word. Reading, sermons, children's messages. We get to hear the voice of the shepherd. And then we get to eat with him. Wow. How many of us have our pet eat with us? We eat. The sheep eat with the shepherd right here. We eat of the shepherd, actually, the lamb, don't we? He's everything. Lamb, shepherd, Christ is everything. Never take that for granted. I really believe that here in American Christianity, our greatest temptation is just take all this for granted. Ho-hum. Got the voice of the shepherd, got the sacrament. What's the big deal? It's free, it's easy. Ho-hum. Never take it for granted. The first thing Jesus says is, my sheep hear my voice. The goats out there don't care about the shepherd's voice. They got other things to do today on a beautiful day. You sheep have come to hear the voice. You're not a lover of the Word of God. You don't love the Word of God. Are you really a sheep? Do you know your shepherd's voice? Out there we hear of death. We heard this week of a shooting at Park West Hospital. How tragic. In here we hear of a life that's overcome death, even tragedy. Christ, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Out there, what do we hear about? Out there we hear of volcanic ash in Iceland. And I think that's about over with now, isn't it? I've heard over and over this ash in the sky. And the poor airlines that can't take the airplanes up. And boy, commerce is down now. This volcanic ash, this darkness. Oh my, what are we going to do? In here, we hear of the light that overcomes all darkness, even the darkness of sin, death, and hell. That's what we hear about, the light of the world. Out there this week, I heard the most inspiring thing I heard was of a 13-year-old who's going to climb Mount Everest. An eighth grader, 13 years old, how inspiring to climb Mount Everest. He's kind of a fool, isn't he? But we won't tell him that. In here, though, we hear about a 33-year-old who climbed Mount Calvary to shed his blood for your sins and my sins to reconcile us to our Father that we have eternal life. The sheep are so privileged to hear the voice of the shepherd, to hear the word of God. Secondly, it gets even better than that in these texts. It gets better than that. Secondly, we are so blessed as sheep that we are in the hand of the shepherd. We are so close. It's intimate, personal, one-on-one. It's the tender, loving compassion of God illustrated here. We're in the hand of the shepherd. Jesus says, I give them eternal life. They will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Is there a better verse in the whole Bible of comfort, of reassurance? When we're in the hospital, when the doctor says we have cancer, we're going to die maybe. When tragedy strikes, there's a killing somewhere, an accident that's horrible. When we're told we don't have a job anymore. When we're dying on our deathbed, is there any better comfort, reassurance than to hear this verse? No one can snatch you out of my hand. And even better than that, no one can snatch you out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Most comforting, reassuring, the tender, one-on-one, personal compassion of God for every sheep, every little lamb. He grabs us out of the wolf's jaw right here in baptism. Rips us out of the devil's mouth. We're in His hand, the Father's hand. The Spirit is in us and with us, wraps Himself around us too. We are secure and safe. We all want security. Security is a huge thing, isn't it? Who has their car locked right now outside? I bet you have more. A lot of you have more than just a simple lock. You've got some security code thing that will beep and go crazy if someone tries to break in. We have our homes locked. We have our money in a bank that is locked, hopefully, right now, right? Or wherever we hope it's locked up and safe and secure. We want our nation to be secure. We have a national Homeland Security Department, whatever that thing's called, to keep the terrorists out. We want to be secure and safe. It's important. All these gadgets, all these security systems, codes. We have one here at church. Type in the code. We got to be secure. The greatest security in the whole world is laid out right here in John 10. No one can snatch you out of my hand. And no one can snatch you for emphasis out of my Father's hand. I and the Father one. That's security. The picture, let me talk about the word snatch. No one can snatch you out of my hand. You see, God's hand is so strong, obviously no one can pry his hand open and get you out. God doesn't hold you by your earlobe out here. Ooh, you stinking sheep. Ooh, I got you in my hand. He doesn't hold you by your ankle. Oh, sheep, I got you. He holds you, all of you, top of your head, you by your feet, in his hand. You're his. He has a big hand. And no one is possibly strong enough to pry his hand open and get you. The devil can't, hell can't, all the demons can't, no one can. Because God has defeated sin, death, and hell. Though those hands have scars in them that have overcome death. But snatch means to catch someone unaware. And the picture is this. Back in Jesus' day, you know, shepherds would take care of sheep. It was a common thing you would see. And if a little lamb or sheep was injured or hurt or sick, needed special care, the shepherd may carry that lamb around as much as he could, have it in his hands, a newborn lamb maybe. But then at night, what would he do? Well, at night, a really good shepherd might love his sheep so much, he'd have the sheep lay next to him at night. And he put his hands on them and try to comfort them and just protect them. But the shepherd might fall asleep. Everybody has to sleep. So what could happen? A thief or a robber, a wolf, when the shepherd's unaware, snatch him. My lamb now, my sheep, ha-ha, you weren't aware. And the Lord is saying specifically, I'm a shepherd. No one can snatch you out of my hand because I'm ever alert. I never sleep. I am God. I'm ever aware of all the temptations of Satan, all that he would try to do to you. I'm aware of all of it. I've gone through all of it for you, and no one can ever catch me unaware and snatch you away. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd indeed. Hallelujah. And it gets even better than that. We get to hear today. We're in his hand today. And this shepherd will take us to heaven one day. Revelation 7, if you turn to that with me, the second reading. There at the end of Revelation 7, we have what I call the 10 comforts of heaven. And I've mentioned before a couple times in sermons that we should memorize these. It starts at Revelation 7, verse 15, where you have heaven, eternal life laid out there for the sheep. Jesus says in John 10, I give them eternal life, they will never perish. So simple, so straightforward. It's kindergarten language. I give them that the goal, the climax of all this is to be in heaven. So he's taking us out of the jaw of the wolf. Holds us in his hand now. We were protected. All that we might go to heaven. And notice in Revelation 7 now, the 10 comforts of heaven. Who has the 10 commandments memorized? You're all terrified. I might ask you to say them right now, right? Good to memorize the commandments. Memorize them. Know the meanings. But all they do is show us our sin and how we stray. How much more is sheep to memorize the 10 comforts of heaven when we are sad and downcast and struggling? And so repeat after me as I go through these. I'm Revelation 7 now, and I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you repeat after I give the comfort. Comforts number 1 in verse 15. This is the sheep in heaven. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. Say that with me. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. Number 2, and serve him day and night in his temple. Say with me. And serve him day and night in his temple. Notice the sheep, how blessed. 3, and he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Number 4, they shall hunger no more. They shall hunger no more. 5, neither thirst any more. Neither thirst anymore. Wow. Everything we have. 6, the sun shall not strike them. The sun shall not strike them. 7, nor any scorching heat. Nor any scorching heat. 8, for the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. 9, he will guide them to springs of living water. He will guide them to springs of living water. And 10, the climax, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Memorize that next Sunday. If you haven't memorized, we'll give them some kind of prize, won't we? We might throw things from the pulpit if you can memorize that. You got the commandments memorized. Memorize the comforts. This is gospel. The goal for the sheep, the climax, what the shepherd has earned for us by his death and resurrection. You know, Jerry Wing and Marilyn are members here at First Lutheran. They come on Wednesdays often. Jerry, if you know him, is an older guy. He's kind of robust and big like me, likes to tease. And sometimes I ask Jerry, he's kind of hurting in his ankles and has various ailments. And I ask Jerry when he comes in on Wednesday night, "How you doing, Jerry?" And his response often is, "Fat and happy, just like you, Pastor." That compliment and insult, I don't know what it is. Most of us say, "I'm getting along, I'm doing okay, I'm so busy, I'm sick." I mean, come on, none of this pathetic crybaby stuff. You're a sheep of the shepherd. Rejoice and praise God, whatever your situation, whatever your circumstance. But I like that. I'm fat and happy. Maybe we all say today, someone asks you, "How are you doing?" Say, "I'm fat and happy." Even if you're 100 pounds, say you're fat and happy because you're a sheep. And yeah, I'm fat and happy physically, but more importantly, I'm fat and happy spiritually. I'm a sheep who's well fed with the green pastures of God's word. I'm a sheep who gets to eat and drink of the body and blood of the Lamb today. The Good Shepherd feeds me. I'm content, fat and happy. That's a sheep. So, we don't pout and cry today. We're not downtrodden that we're called sheep. We rejoice and praise God. For we sheep get to hear the voice of the shepherd. We're in the hand of the shepherd. And the shepherd will take us to heaven. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Good Shepherd indeed. Hallelujah. Let's stand and confess our faith.